And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. It's fantastic, phenomenal, always fun, usually somewhat fascinating Friday as we head into the weekend, not being afraid, even if the earth gives way or the mountains fall into the seas, because our help comes from the Lord. First, calling all legalists, please gather at the well. Now, let's leave well enough alone. That's right, folks. We're going to dive into a topic we rarely discuss, how simple fun and easy encouragement with people we love can be termed as sinful and contrary to God. How can this happen? When people have a bee in their bonnet and they can't seem to let others enjoy their lives, that happens. They always have to cast a negative light on something to justify their distance from it. We will examine. Plus, we'll dive into the book of Isaiah, specifically chapter 6, where we find a lesson that we should all be aware of. We love the Lord, and we strive to draw closer to him. He is our grace. He is our mercy. He is our love. He is also our mirror. The closer we get, the more we see where we don't resemble him. These moments can be challenging as they confront where we are in our spiritual journey. That's when we need to cry out the most. And first, every time I teach anything regarding Pastor Ray Bentley, my heart sinks just a little bit. As I've said many times before, Pastor Ray is dancing on streets of gold, and I'm somewhat envious. Also, when I teach some of his material, I have to expect him to drop a water balloon on my head for how bad I mess it up. But this brother of ours, who is enjoying everything the kingdom has to offer, is still teaching you and me. And today's teaching is another classic. We know that we should trust the Lord, but Pastor Ray helps us to understand what trust truly means.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey, so much more. We're asking you, what do you think? Now, you can email us during the show, david@hemustincrease.org. That's david@hemustincrease.org. You can text us live during the show, 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Or you can call us at 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. But when you make that call to 972-445-0770, you'll have the blessing to talk to Jammin' Jacob. Talking to Jammin' Jacob is like heading into the weekend.
Aww.
That's the best. That's like the best. I'm sorry. I need this weekend. I'm sorry. I need it. I'm sorry.
I do too. Thank you, David. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. You know, you had a really long work week. It was a tough one there. You had a lot of work going on, huh? That was pretty good. Good job. You're doing a great job. You're moving it right along. So very appreciative. So don't forget to keep Don in prayer. Don't forget to keep Jennifer in prayer. And don't forget to keep Jacob in prayer, right? That's all important. Everybody needs to be doing that. All right, here's the deal. All right, what's the dealios, Dave? Here's the dealios. That's right, I said dealios. It doesn't mean much. You might have a praise report. You might think, I don't know how to share a praise report. Well, the best way to share a praise report is just tell what happened. Okay, I'm just without trying to just tell what happened. Doesn't have to sound good. Just say it. The Lord uses those praise reports. The Lord uses testimonies. The Lord uses things that people share and takes them from the person's mouth and does something to them in the transference and puts his own anointing on it. And when it touches people, it changes people. It's not even you or me or anybody else that does it. God does it. If you've got a praise, you got a report you want to praise on, this is a great opportunity to do that. And the key in that is to understand, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Get that? Okay. Number two, you might have a request, a petition. You might have a supplication. You might have something you need prayer for. It's like, I need this, man. I need this to change, or I need this to alter. Then let's pray. But Dave, I've been praying the same way for 5 years, for 10 years, for 15 years, for 20 years. Okay, well, when you keep praying the same way for 100 years and then Jesus calls you back, then you can ask him what's going on. But until then, you keep praying. It's so funny that people say to me often, well, you know, I don't keep praying because I'm not getting an answer. So wait, so you're going to stop witnessing to somebody you've witnessed to when you have an opportunity because you don't like how they responded the first 500 times? What if it's 501 that brings them in? You don't do that. You keep going. You never stop. And then we also do Bible trivia, by the way. So if you've got prayer requests, don't. Now, it's not about complaining. It's about sharing, encouraging, strengthening. Hebrews 10:25, encourage one another daily as you see the return of the Lord getting closer. That's the premise. But the idea is to bless one another, to help one another, to stand with one another. Here's the big one, to love one another. I mean, that's what we're trying to do, and we're doing our best to do it. We also do Bible trivia. Here's your Bible trivia question. What will happen to those who persevere to the end? Number one, they will be tired. Number two, they will be saved. Or number three, they will be fat. Number one, they will be tired. Number two, they will be saved. Number three, they will be fat. What will happen to those who persevere until the end? If you think you know the answer, 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483. Additionally, you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. What will happen to those who persevere to the very end? Will they will be tired, they will be saved, they will be fat. I only threw the fat one in there because I was at the doctor today, so leave me alone. All right. All right. So in the meantime, we'll do our DNA. DNA are our building blocks, which Christians need to operate from. You better get ready because I'm going to do a pretty bizarre teaching coming up in just a couple minutes. So enjoy the simple stuff while we get there. D, by the way, stands for draw closer to the Lord.
Daily.
I'm not going to say it again because I don't have to. You need to spend time with God every day, separated from the world, separated from distractions, period. N, never be ashamed of Jesus or his words. Never, 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 never. Never know the word. Have the word in your heart. Have the word in your mind, at your forefront. You will need it. Have it. Especially if they make sharing the word or reading the word something that is not okay to do in society, which it already is. And then A, always be ready. And that last one is?
To serve.
To serve. You should have seen Jacob had to lean over to the mic, then go back to the phone. That's pretty funny. Bottom line is OPM, other people matter. And what's important about that is to understand that it's not that you don't have a concern about yourself. You do. But if you are so focused on yourself and you can't move off yourself and you only see yourself, there's a problem. And the problem is called selfishness. But if we can have other people in our zone, caring about them, loving them, taking care of them, watching over them, so to speak, sharing in their victories and in their losses, but understanding that the extension of your existence into their life creates more life for you, you'll have a better life. That's it. Get it? All right. Somebody's ready to answer a trivia question, so let's send them on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Hey, Shabbat Shalom, brother.
Hey, Shabbat Shalom, little brother. What's going on, man?
Hey, not much. Just going to the live thing.
All right. Are you ready to do trivia first?
Sure, I haven't heard the trivia, but give me the trivia and I'll give you the answer.
I love that. Okay, now listen, you have to answer this in the Greek. What will happen to those who persevere to the end? They will be tired, they will be saved, or they will be fat.
Say it again. They will be tired, they will be saved, or they will be fat?
Yes, because I went to the doctor, so I used fat. What will happen to those who persevere?
They will be saved.
They will be saved! And I want to point out that some people wrote, I will be saved and fat, and then other people said, I will be saved and tired. That's hilarious. Well, what's going on, bro? What's happening with you?
Just the Middle East situation is very heavy on my heart, and I'm praying and also praying for my family. They are kind of similar situations.
Oh, wow. Hey, you want to offer up a prayer, and we'll agree with you in the Lord? Why don't you pray a prayer for the Middle East and for your family, and we'll agree with you in the Lord.
All right, thanks.
Lift it up.
Dear Heavenly Father, we're your throne of grace, and we bring our brother and sister from Middle East, and especially from Israel, and my immediate family, ask you to, Lord, pour your Shabbat blessing on them and give them the peace and comfort and protection and the healing and restoration and redemption, Lord, in the middle of all this. And, Lord, I pray for especially those who never knew you, that you are their Messiah. Lord, I pray even in the middle of this conflict that they will have a true encounter with you and they will see you, that you are you love them and you are their God. So, Lord, bless them, and I pray for the salvation of each and every person, and let the bitterness or whatever the enemy is trying to destroy your people, Lord, we ask you to cancel his plans and restore your people from either side, Lord. And we trust you, Lord, and we speak your Shabbat Shalom on everybody in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen, brother. Great job.
Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, brother. God bless you, man.
Okay. God bless you.
All right. Bye-bye. All right. You think, gosh, you let other people call the show and pray? Yes. We let other people call, tell jokes. What are you talking about? Of course we let them pray. We let them share. That's part of it. That's what we do. We are all there together, right? All right. Let me share something. This is going to take about 3 minutes. Tickets. Oh, yeah. See, I could read it that time. If you want tickets to the Tulsa Golden Hurricane at SMU Mustangs, the football game with SMU. It's a football game, folks. 4 tickets and a parking pass. What? What a great thing. You could even get that. What an opportunity. The game's at 11 a.m. It's a week from tomorrow, if I'm correct. It's the 28th. So it's a week from tomorrow. So you got a whole week to prep. How cool is that? All you got to do is reach out to us and tell us the name of this show you're listening to. Okay? You got to tell us what the name of the David Spoon Experience is. Okay? All right. There you go. You can do that by sending an email, or you can call us, or you can text us. If you want to send an email, david@hemusincrease.org. You want to text us, 214-210-8483, or you can call us at 972-445-0770. Okay, there you go. Good job on that one, Jacob. All right. Now, yesterday, Don, who owns the station, sent me an email. And the problem is sometimes when I read emails in the car, I don't read the whole thing or I don't catch all of it because it's on that small little screen we call a phone. For those in the suits, those who are looking at it going, what does that say? What does that say? That and the what did you say? What did you say? Everybody knows what I'm talking about. Anyway, he asked me a little question, and I only really answered the first part of it, which was my failure. And he said, you know, the scripture, for me to live is Christ and to die is gain. That's awesome, especially the latter part for all of us. He said, but what about people that don't think there's anything at the end when they die? Okay, how do we respond to that? What's the best way to go about that? So, of course, in my initial response, I just said, hey, our gain is this, this, this. But I didn't really address his question. So I wanted to do it on the air specifically so that we could understand what's going on with people who don't get that there's eternal life. What they think is that your life is from birth to death, then you're unplugged like a television, and it's all over, and there's nothing left. They're not. Most of those people are not interested in the principle, let me just say this right off the bat, of being accountable, because most people don't want to be accountable for their lives. So the first thing you run into is people are trying to like, nah, I don't want to be accountable. So there's no desire to be connected to that. But here is the truth. And I'm going to tell you something you've not, I don't think you've heard me talk about, and some of you will not like this. And you can write me an email next week about it. Okay, that means you shelf it, think about it, then you can send me an email about it. But people that think there's nothing after, or even people that think there's something after, but it's got nothing to do with Christianity. It almost kind of to a degree, doesn't matter. But what about the people that don't think there's any gain after death? What about that? I'm gonna address this in such a unique way. If you're a Bible-believing, born-again Christian, you believe that when we die, we will face God, and that the redeeming work of Jesus Christ, because of our faith in the testimony given by God through his love but dropped upon us through grace, we believe that we will live forever with the Lord. People that believe that when they die, that's it, they don't believe that, okay? They believe they're just going to die and that's it. So they don't care what they do. That's why they don't care about the morality. So existentialism is, well, even if you don't care about the morality, have morality, because that's the right thing to do. Let me just make this absolutely clear, and you're going to absolutely hate this, but please bear with me. This whole journey on the earth is a gamble. It is a bet. You and I, who are believers, have bet that when we're done, we will see the face of God. People who believe that they will cease to exist at the point of death have bet that there will be no God. Do you understand that difference? Now, once we've made that decision, we've had ample proof from the Lord in our communions, in our witnesses, in the miracles and everything else, we know. We're not even wondering. We're just like, we're waiting. We're looking forward to it. We've not only accepted the truth, we love the truth, and we can't wait for it. And we can't wait for it all to manifest. People that don't believe that are just expecting to die. Let me give you this. I'm just going to tell you this, okay? They're living a 50-50 life. We are living a 100% life. What does that mean? We are 100% because if we're wrong and there's nothing there, we've still had an awesome life. But if we're right and the Lord is there, we have just this great, great eternity. So we're like, yay! People that don't have that perspective, their bet is God won't be there. If they're right, there's no big deal. If they're wrong, it's over for eternity. Nothing but judgment. They're taking a 50-50 bet. We're not even betting. Our bets, we're not even betting anymore. We're solid in the Lord. We have a wonderful life in Christ. And if the Lord is there, which we know he's going to be there, it's just going to extend. But the people that don't have that, they're betting against it. And they're on a 50-50 ledge. And if they're wrong, it's eternally over. I know you've probably never heard that tape before, but listen. The reality is you haven't been on the other side and neither have they. But God has spoken to us. He continues to speak to us. And while they might not have a desire of accountability, we have a desire for further fellowship. So what do you say to somebody who doesn't think there's anything left past death? You tell them they're betting eternity on it. And if they bet wrong, they're going to lose. That's what you tell them. All right, we'll take a break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Since the dawn of the internet, people have been looking for a website they can be proud of without costing an arm or a leg. People want a quality website to promote their ministry, business, hobby, or passion. Introducing Cowpunch Sites. Cowpunch Sites can help you create and maintain a quality website. From design to security, Cowpunch does it all. Cowpunch is a family-owned and operated business, taking a fresh approach to business. Lots of clients at lower prices. Make mom happy.
The most significant benefit of working with Cowpunch Sites is that you work with real people, not cheesy templates. No outsourcing. It's $57 a month, and there's no setup fee and no cancellation fees. When you go to cowpunchsites.com/dad. That's cowpunchsites.com/dad. That's me. Oh, did I mention that it's $57 a month? Cowpunch Sites, $57 a month, and that's no bull.
Dave, this is a nice radio station.
Oops, sorry. That's Cowpunch Sites, $57 a month, and that's no baloney. There, that's better. cowpunchsites.com/dad.
The Christian faith is being attacked. 50 years ago, people would disagree with Christianity, but with a sense of respect. Those days are over. The rage, the flesh, the enemy, and the atmosphere of sin is growing and growing. Jesus said in Matthew 24, "The love of many will grow cold." And if it's not the end now, it's certainly a lot closer than it was yesterday. You may be from a Baptist background. David Spoon has that. You may have a Pentecostal background. He has that too. You may have a non-denominational background. Yep, he's got that as well. You may be from the Church of Christ, Presbyterian, Methodist, Church of God, or some other denomination. But if you're looking for a show that's Bible-based, Spirit-led, and a bit nutty, give David a listen for a while. If you like it, great. If not, no worries. The David Spoon Experience.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
Now listen, I've done a lot of interviews, and every once in a while you do an interview with somebody who's legendary. And he doesn't even know why he's legendary. And when I tell him, he's going to go, whoa, whoa, whoa. The legendary Josh McDowell with us, co-authoring the book with his son, Sean, The Beauty of Intolerance, joins us live. Josh, are you there with us?
It's sure better to join you live than dead.
I love it.
The David Spoon Experience.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the truth station here in Texas. That's KAAM. Hey, wait, what about this one? KAAM. We can't do that one? Okay. It's KAAM, KAAM. I love that. I love the amen thing, though. I don't know. What is that so cool? I don't know what it is.
Yeah, the other day when I was at home, I randomly said it. I don't know. It's catchy.
You said what?
I said K-double-A-man.
That's so cool.
When I was at home last night, yeah.
K-double-A-M. That's K-double-A-man. Okay. You have to love that. It's just cute. All right. Anyway, let's get into this. Okay. I'm having fun, so relax. Just take a deep breath, everybody. If you're in traffic, just pretend that you're not, but keep looking on the road. That's my best advice. Here's your trivia question. According to Paul, wrote to the Ephesians, according to Paul, what are the days like now? Are they evil, good, or tiresome? Boy, a lot of tired in this one. Are the days now evil, good, or tiresome? Ephesians 5:16, are the days evil? Are the days good or are the days tiresome? That's the question. If you think you know the answer, the number to call, 972-445-0770. You can also text 214-210-8483. As well, you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. So we're looking for Ephesians chapter 5, okay, you guys know Ephesians, and you know chapter 5, you probably want to look it up. If you're not sure, it's not that you can't Google it, it's just if you look it up in your Bible, it seems to hold a better retention than it does otherwise, and it's verse 16. because we're supposed to make the most of every opportunity for doing good in these what kind of days? Good, tiresome, or evil days? That's the question. 972-445-0770. You can also text 214-210-8483 or send an email david@hemusincrease.org. Now you're going to get a teaching that I have most likely never taught before. All right. I want to talk to you about something that's coming up in, what's this, October? This is October, right? So we're October 20th, October?
Yes, it is October 20th.
Okay, so November, December, January, February, March, April. I want to talk to you about a holiday that's coming up in 6 months. You think, oh, it's got to be Easter, right? Wrong.
You said it's in April?
It's in April, the very first day.
April Fool's Day?
That's correct! Excellent job, Jacob. Why am I talking about that? That's right. Give yourself some dings. That's good. Legalistic people, and I'm just going to say it, so don't, you know, you can just, if you don't like the show, you know, there's a button. That's all I'm saying. Legalistic people are saying, oh, you can't celebrate April Fool's Day because it comes from a pagan origin, okay? And that's what they, and if you do that, it's sinful. Can I just help you understand? The first title of Christians in Antioch was a negative term. 20 years later, it became a term of preciousness, according to the Apostle Peter. Number two, have you ever said the word Thursday? You sinner. That's named after the god Thor. You can't use the word Thursday. You see how ridiculous that is? Are we celebrating any foreign god by playing a joke on family or friends? No. And God knows it. When you go to April Fool's Day and you play a prank or somebody plays a prank on you, are they trying to honor some foreign god? No. This is where legalism has a problem. And for some people, they just, you know, I can't even touch that. It's so paganistic. It's a joke. Get out. I mean, you just got to recover from it. Colossians chapter 2, verse 16 and 17. Therefore, do not let anyone judge you by what you eat or drink or with regard to a religious festival, a new moon celebration, or a Sabbath day. These are a shadow of things to come. The reality, however, is found in Christ. All the realities are found in Christ. But when you do something like April Fool's, you're not being, oh, you're a pagan. So I'll give you an example because I love this example. When I was pastoring in Flagstaff, Arizona, on either the 30th or the 31st, it was actually the day before April Fool's, somebody was helping me do the church, came ringing on the bell, ding, 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 ding. I was just finishing up my some study right there. Everybody apparently was in on this but David. And they came in, oh my, somebody broke into the church and stole all the music equipment. Well, we had just had a donation, so we just bought all this music equipment. I mean, it wasn't like a huge amount, but for us it was a huge amount. And I was like, what? And he said, quick, I'll drive you, right? And he's going to drive me because they already figured out if I'm driving, that's a bad idea. So then I get in there, get in the car, and I'm like, Lord, Lord, if somebody took this and they really needed it for food or for existence, well, that's fine, Lord. And so I'm praying all the way through, trying to be a nice guy about it, furious as can be, right? I mean, I'm just being. Get to the church, get past the hallway, open up the two doors. The entire band, worship band's up on the stage, and they all go, April Fools! With all the new equipment. Don't tell me that's not funny. That was hilarious.
That's pretty mean.
It is pretty mean.
Let you be mad the whole entire car ride and everything.
Now, listen, and the worst part is that we had people that we had the floor, and then there was a apartment above it, right above, right? Like, so we had this in Flagstaff, 15 Agassiz Street in Flagstaff, Arizona. And so there was this little one-bedroom apartment above it, and we knew the guys, and they weren't Christians, but they were real cool with their church, and we were really cool with them. And the guy's like, Dave, hurry up, somebody broke in. So it's just so legitimate. Everybody knew, but I did, but me. They so got me. Is that paganistic? No, it was hilarious. Come on. You see, this is what I'm talking about. See, Christians sometimes, they go way too far over. It's just too far over. I won't even tell you that my friend and I, when I was younger, saw an article in the paper, the Arizona Republic. This is before they went into a completely illegitimate paper, by the way, which I can say because I lived in Arizona for many, many years. And they had this whole article about that they built this tunnel in Camelback Mountain now, and you can drive underneath the mountain in and out, a four-laner. So me and my friend went there. It was my mother who informed us, David, yes, that's not real. And you know what we found out? listen, you know what we found out? It wasn't real.
You're driving around. Where's the tunnel?
That's what we were doing. You're doing that exact thing. Like, where's the entrance to this? Where's the entry point? Now, the meanest thing that I ever did, and then we'll just move on and we'll finish with the trivia question. The meanest thing that I ever did, Noelle and I did something really mean. I've told this before. Don't get mad at me, but it is funny. And I don't care. You know what? It's a lie. Nope, it's a joke. Here's the difference right here. We called the kids and said, oh, Noelle's pregnant. They were all like, what? How could that happen? Like a physically impossible kind of scenario, if you're catching my drift. Snip, snip. So the idea behind that is, how is that even possible? And the kids are like, we'll fly in there. They're telling us all this stuff. And then I waited a little while, like not on the conversation, waited a little while, like an hour. Then called them back and go, hey, bro fools! That's right. That was pretty low. That was really low. It was hilarious though.
So they said they would fly.
They would fly out and help us and stay with us and do what all they were gonna do.
I thought you were going to say you're gonna wait till they were like on the flight and everything, and then let them know.
That would have been mean. Anyway, I said all that to say this. There is this. And yes, you can go too far on that stuff. Don't get weird. But these are all funny, and everybody's just laughing, and we've laughed about it for years and years and years. Here's the point. The point is, not everything that we touch to or do has got evil, pagan, worldly kind of mentality connected to it. Even though there are some things you do need to be careful for, it's not everything. You know what? The real answer is, if it bothers you, don't do it. But don't put that it bothers you on somebody else, because it's not your responsibility to be their Holy Spirit. Did you hear that? It's not your responsibility to be their Holy Spirit. That's what the Holy Spirit's for. Okay? All right. I just had to share all that. One of those things that came up and made me think of all those things, especially the one where I'm standing there or we're driving around in my Datsun trying to find the tunnel. That was just like, there's really nice homes at the base of Camelback. And so doing that, it's like virtually impossible. You have to like weave in and out of all the. All right. Well, it just shows you how brilliant I am. According to Paul, what are the days like? The days, we have to make the most of our opportunities because the days are evil. You need to be aware of that and watchful and prayerful, right? Okay, we'll take our break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break, we'll be back. Don't go anywhere. Here we go. Let me give you an update on Easton Scott. A lot of tough stuff that my daughter and my son-in-law have been going through. I did send an email out. I don't know if, Julie, if you got the email or not. I did. I sent it out to everybody. So he was going through 20 and 30 seizures per episode, and they've got that down to a dramatically less amount. But the sad news is that from a medical point of view, Easton does not appear, as according to the doctors, that he will be able to speak or will be able to care for himself. Oh. And so what the result of that is that Julianne and Jared, my son-in-law and my daughter, have recognized that God has put them in a position to be the best parents, to love Easton Scott with all that they can and give him the best life that they can. But while that's going on, they're not going to stop believing that something can change. And the doctors even said, this is territory we don't even know.
Right, because this is a problem that not very many people have had. So
very few.
Everybody is different.
Yeah, and they have like 230 total cases in the world that they have records on, which is like, so they're like, we don't know.
Right.
And it's like, so I just want to read this one thing my daughter wrote. It's a fantastic. She wrote this, you know, it's not easy to sit there and write a Facebook post that tells all the things you've been going through. And so I'm not going to read everything, but I'm going to read the last paragraph because I thought that was really significant. She wrote, scientifically, Easton does not have much of a chance. His best case scenario is he may possibly be able to walk and say 3 to 5 words one day. But God can help him. He's not afraid of impossible odds. And if Easton is healed one day, there will be no question as to where it comes from. It will not be because of therapy, and it will not be because of medication or diet. It will be because of God's undeniable healing power. So in the meantime, we choose to raise a hallelujah and trust in God. Ladies and gentlemen, that is faith. Now, the idea that it's going to be simple and everything's going to be great and they're trying to make pie in the sky, that doesn't exist at all. If you read this, and I think Wonder Julie can attest to it, she tells you this is ugly.
Right.
This is not a good situation. It's going to change our lives. He's never going to be able to be unattended. It doesn't look good. And, you know, as a parent, you're heartbroken. They have two other children. They don't want to have any loss in their communication with their kids, but they're going to have to give extra attention. They were going to have a fourth child. They're not sure they're going to do that now. So you got a lot of things in play. But what you can't deny is that I won't take credit, but I'll stand in there as a grandparent and as a parent and say, what a fantastic position of faith that my daughter has grown into. She has made the determination that she will do the best that she can as a human being to give this child the best life she can, and she will not quit hoping. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Wowzer. That was a kind of a fun segment, actually. People are like, well, what has that got to do with faith? It's got a lot to do with faith because the practicality of living your Christian walk means you can't put stuff on other people that God has put on you, because maybe he didn't put that on it. Now, we're not talking about direct things from the Word, but we're talking about living life as a Christian, that process. And while you go through that process, you may come up with one conclusion, and somebody else may come up with another conclusion. It's okay, as long as the unity exists in the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, and the Word of God is the plumb line or the rule of faith, it's okay to have a little bit of different things going on in the old brain-a-roo. That's all right. All right, here you go. Here's your trivia. Wait, I hope I didn't just throw out the trivia. You know, knowing me, I throw out papers because there's so many of them. Oh, yeah, this is a great one. All right, how many gates will there be in the New Jerusalem? Oh, boy, did I go to a different direction on that one. How many gates will there be? Will there be 12, 10, or 13 gates in the New Jerusalem? The answer is in Revelation 21:21. So you can figure out that the answer is in Revelation 21:21. I'm just saying that ahead of time. Before we take a call or anything, we're going to send people to the website real quickly. So I do want to remind you that we have Radio Rent next week, and I love Radio Rent days. Oh, wait, my nose just grew. Oh, no, that's going really big because that's expensive. That's what it is. So if you can give, please do so, because I don't like to sit there and, you know, have to, you know, take a Pepsid, or wait, better yet, have the Lord have to tell me, stop worrying. I don't want to think about it. In fact, I wish I never had to deal with it. Truth of the matter, though, is we could use a little do-re-mi. If you can do it, great. Let the Lord bless you in that opportunity. If you can't give, never, ever, ever, ever worry. Never. You're just a part of us, just like everybody is a part of us together. If you can't give, great. If you can't give, don't. But may the Lord guide you and keep praying for us, at least. Check it all out, by the way, on the website, hemustincrease.org.
Prayer request?
HemosIncrease.org.
Praise report?
HemosIncrease.org.
Looking to give to this ministry?
HemosIncrease.org.
Confused by what's happening right now?
HemosIncrease.org.
HemosIncrease.org.
Yep, that's what we're going to do in about 30 minutes. That's a good one right there. Somebody is ready to answer the trivia question. Let's send them on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, Dr. David, Will Rogers.
Hey, Will Rogers. How are you, sir?
I'm great. I hope you're more better.
I'm doing better and better. Better and better. So appreciate your prayers, by the way, and hanging in there. How's it going? Are you ready for the triv? You ready for this one?
Yes, sir.
All right, here we go.
Yes, sir.
How many gates will there be in the New Jerusalem? Is it 12, 10, or 13?
Well, let me think about this. It's going to be a great big square cube thing, and I think there's three on each side, so 3 times 4 would be 12.
That is correct, Armando! The mathematician is correct. You are exactly right. And for those that are having political problems, there will be a wall there. And I remember one person saying to another Christian on television, well, if there's a wall in the New Jerusalem, I don't want to go there. And I thought, hey, no worries. You're not going, so it doesn't matter. But that is correct, Amundo, sir. Excellent, excellent job. All right.
Well, what amazes me is it's going to be just as tall as it is wide.
That's right.
That's pretty tall.
It's going to be amazing. It's just, I'm so excited for it because it's just going to be so amazing. It's just like, I can't wait. I'm more excited just for the whole thing of it. You know, I'm sure, but I just have this really large, heavy-duty anticipation that it's going to be more awesome than we can even possibly suspect. That's what I think is going to happen.
Well, the Bible says, eye hath not seen.
That's right. Ear is not heard, neither is entered into the hearts of men the things which God has prepared for them. That is right. In 7 days, look what he did with the earth. 2,000 years, what will he do with heaven? Right? Oh, I can't wait. Thank you, brother. Anything else going on? Anything we pray for you on?
Oh, just, I think my wife needs a little prayer. She had a small medical procedure, but she's struggling with recovering.
Okay, let's pray. Let's pray for her. What's your wife's name?
Danny.
What is it?
Danny.
Okay, let's pray. Father, I come before you right now. Lift up Will's wife to you, Danny, and I just ask you right now, in the name of Jesus, that you would bring recovery at a speedy pace, and that, Lord, you would let that acceleration take place, that there would be less irritation, less discouragement about the process, and more confidence that every day it would increase exponentially, and that, Lord, you would pour out your accelerated healing power on her and let them both be well and at peace and at comfort, Lord. We're asking for comfort in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen, and you nailed exactly what she needs.
Oh, there you go, bro. All right, man. Love you in the Lord, brother.
You too.
God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, I got to do this teaching really quick, so just listen. You think I should skip this teaching? Yeah, I got to do Ray's. I got to give Ray all the time it deserves. Okay, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to take our break and then come back. And then we're going to do the teaching from Ray. That's just most important. All right, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
What is the David Spoon Experience? Imagine yourself on a rocket ship racing at 1,000 miles an hour into space. Once there, you can sense the power and the presence of the majestic and the divine. You forget about your troubles and your fears, and you just float in peace without a worry in the world. There are no struggles, no pain, no discomfort. It's soothing, calm, comfortable. But then the show starts, and you realize that none of that stuff has anything to do with the show. What were you thinking? The David Spoon Experience, only for the brave of heart. And the board.
The David Spoon Experience.
They were sisters.
That is correct, sir! You are right. And it's like, I'm not saying, I don't want to, you know, say it, but like, yuck. That's all I can say. It's like, I'm sorry, that's all I can come up with. Like, yowza.
Well, he was tricked into it.
So. Yeah, yeah. I mean, I'm going to go with that. But I mean, if you're the two sisters, you just got to be thinking, now, wait a second here.
Can I tell a real quick joke?
Absolutely.
I won't take up much time, hopefully.
I'll
try to make it, biblical, but not scriptural.
I'm with you. That's about 99% of everything we do on jokes. Trust me.
I figured you'd understand. Well, to set this up.
Okay.
To set this up, when I ask the question, you'll have to answer it to the first thing that pops into your head. Otherwise, it's kind of like those knock-knock jokes. You have to say knock-knock, you know, or who's there. So anyway, Paul was out in the Mediterranean Sea. He was sailing across it, and right before the storm hit, he was writing some letters, and he was sitting there writing, and one of the sailors came up and looked at him and said, "What are you doing?" He said, "Well, I'm writing some letters here." And Paul put down his quill and parchment and looked up at the sailor and decided this is a time to talk to him. He says, "Now, here's the question, David, and this is where you have to answer."
Okay.
"What is a pirate's favorite letter of the alphabet?"
And
the sailor said, "Nah, that would be the sea, matey, the sea."
That's a good one. So it's not the R. No, it's the sea. It's the sea, matey.
Hey, I love your show. Thanks for keeping it going.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you for being such a great brother and a great support. We appreciate you.
On Christ the solid rock I stand. All other ground.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. I didn't read this one thing, so I do want to read it. This is from Lisa. This is Eric's wife, and we've prayed for Lisa multiple times, and she's a champion, and, she puts up with Eric, so she's a champion. Anyway, on that whole thing we were talking about when we were doing the April Fool's thing, she said to Eric that paganism if you were to do the April Fool's joke, and it would be mean, and she would not have them as friends anymore, and then she would be pulling April Fool's jokes on them every day for the rest of their lives. That family's warped. That's all I got for you. I just think that's great. Here we go. We got our last. Do we have a last? Where's my last question go? Okay, last question. Wow, where'd it go? Here it is. Okay, Luke chapter 5. This is coming out of Luke 5, okay? How did Jesus physically respond to the leper? What did he do? Luke 5. What did Jesus do? How did he physically respond to the leper? That's the question. If you think you know the answer, 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483. As well, you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. According to Luke chapter 5, Jesus did something with the leper physically. What did he do? What did he do to the leper? If you think you know, reach out. Call us, 972-445-0770. That's 214-210-8483 is the text, david@hemustincrease.org. Jesus did something physically. What did he physically do? That's an extra hint there. He physically did something. What did he physically do? We'll do a quick thing on history, and then we'll do the teaching from Ray. So let's do history. Go ahead.
Let's go live in the past. Let's go live in the past.
All right, today is National Chicken and Waffles Day. Okay, I'm all good. It's good for me. You
yeah,
like that?
Good for me too.
I mean, that's all good. Today is National Suspenders Day. I have never worn suspenders, so I just don't know.
I wore suspenders once, well, years ago at a wedding. Okay. That's it. This one time.
Was it worth it?
Yes.
Okay. Well, as long as I know that. On this day in 1962, the song Monster Mash, a Monster Mash by Bobby Boris Pickett, became a graveyard smash when it reached number one, one of those classic one-hit wonders. And then on this day in 1973, and this should really be important to most people, 1973 on this day, the first episode of The $6 Million Man aired on TV. So that's the first time they used the for slow motion. That's how they did their special effects. They made slow motion and then they had the sound. Okay. Somebody's see how far we've come. Somebody's ready to answer the trivia question. Let's send them on through. Knock knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Hi, Dr. David. This is Joanne. I want to answer that trivia question.
All right, here we go. All right, Joanne, here we go. Luke, in Luke 5, Jesus did something physically when he responded to the leper. What did he do?
He touched the untouchable.
That is correct, Amundo! It was against the law to touch a leper, and the leper said, if you're willing, you can heal me. And Jesus said, I'm willing, and then touched him. He didn't even ask to be touched. He just asked to be healed. Jesus touched him.
I love the way our Lord Jesus was just so exemplary in the way he connected and loved with people. And could I just tell about my doctor grandfather real quick?
Yes.
He worked with leprosy patients.
Yes.
Well, just last night I was reading about Dr. Eugene Kellersberger. Back in the early 20th century, he worked for decades as a missionary doctor to the Congo, but his chief aim was to help leprosy patients, and he was loved so much that the Africans called him Doctor Not Afraid. He was not afraid to touch them, just like our Lord Jesus, because of that spirit of love and compassion. He wasn't concerned for himself. Now, he did take measures, of course, as a doctor, but I was just so grateful to read about how loving and compassionate he was, and our family, the ones that were there serving. So thank you for letting me answer that trivia question.
Oh.
I love the funny show.
And thank you for sharing.
That was on your family.
The sharing was excellent. Excellent job. You
thank
guys are great.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Well, y'all have a wonderful weekend. Thank you for a fantastic program and for the funny stuff and helping us lighten up a little bit.
There
we
you
need
go.
That. Yeah. Thank you. Blessings. Have a good one.
Thank you. Bless you too.
Thanks. Bye.
All right. So I got like 4 minutes. That's all I need.
This is one of Ray's short ones. It's only on 2 pages. Or, that's a joke. One of his short ones. Anyway, if you ever talked to Ray, I mean, you guys had you know, a cup of coffee was a 3 hour, it's a 3 hour conversation.
All right. Here you go. This is from Pastor Ray Bentley. Now, he passed away on January 4th, 2022. He was my buddy, one of my best friends, because I don't have a ton of friends like in this realm. And him and I just instantly just like connected brothers. All right. Here's what he wrote. Listen to this. It's on trust. Here's the title. Trust is a choice. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him and he will direct your paths. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Ray writes this. All your heart, all your ways. God is asking us to completely trust him. Well, I have faith, you might say. After all, faith can move us emotionally and mentally and even give us strength. But God is pushing a little harder here. What do you do with your faith? How do you take it out of head knowledge and belief into living it? You trust. Trust is not a passive word. It's a choice. It's a decision. It's a way of living and looking to the Lord for everything, which leads to obedience. If you trust him, then you can obey him. Without trust, Abraham could not have followed God's call to leave his home. Jesus endured the pain and the agony of the cross and of being separated from God because he trusted his Father. Obedience is where the power of God is realized and unleashed in our lives, but not legalistic blind obedience, obedience born of trust. See, that's the great line right there. Obedience is where the power of God is realized and unleashed in our lives, but not legalistic blind obedience, but obedience born of trust. Trust in a faithful and loving God. Trust can be a noun, but I'm thinking of its definition as a verb, Ray writes. To believe in the reliability, truth, ability, and strength thereof. Let's say it again. To believe in the reliability, truth, ability, and strength thereof. Ray writes, I study several translations of the Bible. One of my favorites is the Complete Jewish Bible. I discovered that often, when other translations use faith or belief, the Jewish Bible translates the same word, trust. In the New King James, it says, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. The Jewish Bible says, so trust comes from what is heard. It's a cool little thing right there. Everything I know to be true, every action, every promise, every choice I make is based on trusting the God I know and worship. Only then I can be confident that I can let go of anxiety, fear, and confusion. 2 Timothy 1:7, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and of a sound mind. I can trust God to be true, and I can know I am in his will, and that my life will be fruitful in his hands if I trust him. Like I said, one day I want to write, because he's just, Ray was so great in that. Here's the thing. The thing is, what we do is we, and I just really believe this, we look at the circumstance and we try to evaluate everything in our own power. And even when the Lord says, don't worry about it, we take it on and we still try to mold it to our liking. That's not trust. Trust is saying, I don't get it, but I'm going to walk forward in it because you're going to make it work, regardless of how much control I exert or not. So maybe we should all use less control and more trust, that would be pleasing to the Lord. All right, folks, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Going to take a 70 1/2 hour break, then we'll come back. More Insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.
Views expressed in the preceding program were those of the speakers and not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.